Early on the morning of July 1st, 9 out of 10 employees at the Camden County clothing company Feminist Apparel received the same form email from their CEO telling them they were fired. This came after some of the staff had asked the CEO, 29-year-old Alan Martefeld, to step down because of sexual assault he had admitted to a few years back. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports on what it means for a feminist company to reckon with its leaders' past wrongdoings. I'll warn you that some of the language in this story might not be appropriate for all audiences.
On the afternoon of June 21st, Carrie Grogan was managing the social media account for Feminist Apparel when a notification popped up.
It said something along the lines of, "This is a reminder that Feminist Apparel is run by a rapist and abuser." It was just a one-line post, and it was kind of like, whoa, what are they talking about?
After a little digging, Grogan and her coworkers found a Facebook post Martefeld had made in 2013, announcing the launch of Feminist Apparel. The note began with a description of rape culture and its harms. Next, Martefeld said that he had been complicit in that culture. He admitted having grinded up on women in buses and at parties and putting his penis in a woman's hand while she was sleeping. Martefeld said Feminist Apparel would be what he called his humble response to all of this.
I was really mad. And I think we were all a little devastated that it turned out that we had helped this person who was an abuser profit off of the company.
The team got together and decided they wanted to confront Martefeld. They told him they were uncomfortable with a person who admitted to assault being in charge at a company that markets many of its products to sexual assault survivors. After a long conversation, Martefeld said he would consider stepping down. He gave his employees the week off while he figured out how to move forward. That was Friday, June 22nd. By the morning of July 1st, 9 out of 10 employees were fired.
It became clear that the best way to kind of meet everyone's needs was going to be to just end our working relationship, to dismiss them.
That's Martefeld, who said he started the company a couple years after graduating from Rutgers in 2011, when he began seeing more of a dialogue on social media about feminism.
Up until then, my only association with that word were the common misconceptions at that time, this being like back in 2012, of, you know, the whole bra burning, so on and so forth. And that's when I really began educating myself, reading up online, having conversations.
Martefeld started the business on his own. No investors, no board of directors. And he felt it was important to acknowledge his role in the culture he was speaking out so strongly against.
The point of that note was not absolution. It was me just speaking my truth at the time.
As Feminist Apparel grew, Martefeld brought the shirt printing process in-house and was able to hire more staff. Of the 9 who were fired, 6 were women and 3 were men. After Martefeld fired his employees, he posted a statement on Facebook that said he held different views of business and feminism from them.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that business can be a tool for good. And the feminism I believe in it is an inclusive one that allows men the opportunity to see the error of their ways and to be an ally.
But the former employees say firing your workers when they confront you about your history of admitted assault isn't what being an ally looks like.
I firmly believe in second chances, in people growing, in changing minds.
That's Jay Skolbronson. He wasn't at the meeting where his coworkers confronted Martefeld, but he was fired anyway. Skolbronson, who is trans, was recovering from a double mastectomy or top surgery and was out on medical leave.
There are 1,001 ways to participate in destroying cultural oppression that you are a part of, and the way to do that is not making money off of it.
Martefeld disagrees.
No, I think that perspective is a very narrow way of portraying an entire company.
He says it never struck him as inappropriate or a conflict of interest to have been a person with a history of sexual assault running a feminist company. Kate Bromfenbrenner is director of labor education research at Cornell. She says that as people question if someone with a history of harassment is fit to run a company, it's important not to get too bogged down in the details.
What everyone does seem to forget is that, you know, they have committed a violation of the law. When we talk about hasn't the perpetrator suffered enough, it's a question that we don't ask of other kinds of crimes. Why do we ask that about sexual harassers? And I think it's because they are usually men of power.
Feminist Apparel is still open for business, and Martefel plans to keep it that way. He's gone back and forth about whether or not to remain as CEO. After the firing got a lot of attention on social media, he posted on Facebook saying he would begin the search for a replacement. Now he says he has no plans to step down. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.